Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
How about that? Catch me outside.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kaylee from Winthrop.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kaylee?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. Of course, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she's gone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alex Warren, 25 today. Name his breakout hit from this year that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Is it Ordinary?
Question number two. Seth Rogen is bringing back The Muppet Show as a Disney Plus special next year featuring Sabrina Carpenter, who created The Muppets.
Oh, man. My dad loves the Muppets. I don't know.
Question number three. Rapper Xzibit 51 today. Can you name his old MTV show where Xzibit would go to people's houses and take their crappy cars and then customize them for free? Your dad.
Flip my car.
Was it called?
Flip my car.
Flip my car. Your dad liked that show, too.
It was peak early 2000s MTV. It was like, you can't put gas in your Honda Civic? Don't worry, dog. We just put a fish tank in your console and a PS2 in your glove box. You're welcome. That doesn't help me at all.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. Which deceased singer does the song Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Jimmy Buffett.
And question number... Your dad's favorite singer, too.
Yeah, your dad would crush this game. Yeah.
Your dad would have crushed it this morning. Question number five. The author of Twilight just came out and said, unlike Bella, she probably would have chosen Jacob over Edward. The Twilight series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. Who wrote the series?
Oh. Oh, my God. No, I'm only thinking of Kristen Stewart.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kaylee, I understand you're an event planner.
Yes.
What type of events do you put together?
Corporate, weddings, everything, really. Baby showers.
Do you have a business or you work for a business?
I work for business, but I'll do them on my own.
Okay.
Shout out.
Well, give a shout out. We're trying to give you some. Take some promo, girl.
Let's go.
Talk about it. Let us know.
Kaylee's Designs. I don't know. We're building it up.
Kaylee's Designs. All right. We're going to build it up starting today.
Let's get it.
Kaylee's Designs. Where? On Instagram or?
Yeah, on Instagram. Now I have to make one.
Now I have to make one.
That's how a business starts. You have an idea, you throw it out in the universe, and next thing you know, you're in business.
That's how a business starts. Three strangers force you on the radio.
And then once you get it started, call us back. We'll put you on the Good Vibe Tribe to celebrate, okay?
Oh, I love that. Origin story.
Perfect.
Kaylee got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
She's like, I was just trying Thank to you. Win some tickets for the Bachelor Cruise. I wasn't trying to become an entrepreneur.
That's why we're here.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Alex Warren, 25 today. Name his breakout song from this year that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Ordinary.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Seth Rogen is bringing back The Muppet Show as a Disney Plus special next year featuring Sabrina Carpenter. Who created The Muppets?
Jim Henson.
2-1. Question number 3. Rapper Xzibit, 51 today, named the old MTV show where he would go to people's houses and take their crappy cars and customize them for free.
Pimp My Ride?
There's a great behind the scenes of Pimp My Ride that it was all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah, none of the cars worked.
Yeah.
You can't drive a car with an aquarium in it.
I mean, every reality show is smoke and mirrors. Spoiler alert.
We didn't know that back then, Dan.
Chris.
We were still naive.
Everything in life is a lie. Sorry.
3-2. Question number 4. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Which deceased singer does the song Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Jimmy Buffett.
4-3. Question number 5. The author of Twilight just came out and said, unlike Bella, she probably would have chosen Jacob over Edward. The Twilight series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. Who wrote them?
Stephanie Meyer? If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Stephanie Meyer.
Myers. That's not right, then. I didn't get it right.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
No, I didn't get it right. That's not her name.
Yeah.
Put some respect on her check.
5-3 is the final score.
You're so weird.
It's true.
You're so weird. <It's true. laughs> Days I don't want you to, you do. Days I do.
Got to keep people on their toes, Kennedy. Got to keep people on their toes. Got to keep them guessing. Well, Kaylee, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did win those passes, the deck passes, to go on that bachelor party cruise. Chris Harrison, Ben Higgins, and Wells Adams are all going to be there, you and a guest. They'll take the stage. They'll share stories. If you want to buy tickets, citycruises.com/live. But you're going for free. You have a good time, okay?
That's awesome.
Yep. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kaylee from Wayne. Can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't look at me.
Don't even try, homeboy.
I've given up trying to be cool years ago.
She's gonna school.
I don't care what teenagers say.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Okay.
There are 12 to 14 year old boys right now that are losing their minds. I just said 6'7 on the radio.
There's a Lil Wayne song called 6 Foot 7 Foot that's a banger. That's all I know about it.
Oh no.
I don't know if that relates.
No. Stop. Game time.
Well, they're making fun of you for saying it.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Wait, so it doesn't mean anything?
6'7"?
Yeah.
I don't have time to explain it.
I don't think you know.
The internet says it has no real meaning.
It's just it's a song from a...
Yeah, I see that.
And why does anything mean anything?
You're not wrong.
Kennedy, say hey to Elaine from Boston.
Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Elaine, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure
and good luck.
Thing. Good luck.
Oh, she's ready. Go, 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 go. All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you.
So just texted in, and all the 5th grade teachers have been triggered.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, Elaine, Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jada Pinkett Smith, 54 today. Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars to defend her honor?
Chris Rock.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was reportedly in talks to be on Dancing with the Stars, but she wanted too much control, so ABC backed out.
That checks out.
Jordan Hudson is from which New England state, even competing in a beauty pageant for that state?
I don't know.
We got like a 1 in 5 chance.
I know. We'll say New Hampshire. I don't know.
Question number 3. Ed Sheeran turned down the opportunity to perform the first gig in space because it's too dangerous. He says, quote, I don't want to be a guinea pig for that. I'm not going to risk my kids not having a dad. Speaking of space, Earth is the third planet from the sun. What is the second?
Mars, I don't know.
Question number four. Ricky Bell, 58 today. He's the Bell in Belle Biv DeVoe and a member of New Edition. In BBD's song Poison, they sing, "Never trust a big butt and what?"
And a smile.
Founder wheelhouse, Dan.
It's a banger.
And question number five. Cardi B has shared that she is having a baby with Stephon Diggs from the Patriots. Which position does Stephon Diggs play?
I have no clue. Quarterback.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All of the teachers that are now texting in. About the 6'7 of it all, Kennedy. I banned 6'7 from being said in my classroom. Middle school teachers are now triggered. Thank you, Carson. 6'7 is brain rot, literally. I don't understand it, Kennedy.
It's okay. I guess we're not supposed to, and that's fine.
Yep. Elaine got 2 out of 5, I do believe.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith celebrating her 54th today. Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars to defend her honor?
Chris Rock.
1-1. Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan Hudson was reportedly in talks to be featured on Dancing with the Stars.
How did that not happen?
She wanted too much control, so ABC backed out.
Not her.
Jordan Hudson is from which New England state, even competing in beauty pageants for it?
Maine.
Miss Maine, yes. 2-1. Ed Sheeran turned down the opportunity to perform the first gig in space because it's too dangerous. He said, "I don't want to be a guinea pig for that. I'm not going to risk my kids not having a dad." Speaking of space, Earth is the third planet from the sun, named the second.
Venus? Oh, God. Oh.
3-1, question number 4.
I would do the morning show from space. That'd be cool.
I would listen.
Ricky Bell also celebrating a birthday today. He's the Bell in Belle Biv DeVoe and a member of New Edition. In their song Poison, BBD I'm talking about, never trust a big butt and...
a smile.
4-2, question number 5. Cardi B has announced she's having a baby. Stephon Diggs from the Patriots is the dad. Which position does he play for the Patriots?
I don't know.
He is a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Oh.
Yes. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Cardi B is our Taylor Swift, Kennedy.
Yeah? I'm here for it. I hope she comes to lots of games.
Somebody says there's 6 states in New England? What are the 6?
I guess if you're counting Connecticut.
And what else?
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. I don't normally count Connecticut.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's a highway to New York, but it is a New England state.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So that's only 5, isn't it?
No, that's 6.
Didn't you say 5? I'm sorry. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Oh, there's 6. Okay. All right. Let's see real quick. I got a prize. I do know that. You said there was 6? 7?
Damn it. Walked right into it.
Walked into what? Into what, Kennedy?
You
what
just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shawn Mendes September 25th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. You're going to the show for free.
Yay.
I know. That's going to be a lot of fun. You enjoy that. Elaine, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Elaine from Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes.
If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat
That's
her.
It.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Yeah.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Linda from Gloucester.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you see Kennedy hanging around in Gloucester last weekend?
I missed her.
No. Where'd you go, Kennedy?
Well, I went to, I'm thinking, Halibut. There's a park.
Halibut Point.
Yeah, I went there. It was beautiful.
That's in Rockport, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just kind of walked around Gloucester, really. I just kind of walked around. I saw the fisherman statue. I had a bite to eat. Mm. You know, I just walked about. It's so beautiful up there.
She was dressed as the Gordon's fisherman all around Gloucester.
I heard they were making her mayor of Gloucester after this
Absolutely
visit.
Absolutely not. That's B-side all day.
All right, Linda, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, good luck.
I feel like Gloucester is the kind of town where you like you know everybody or they know you.
Oh, exactly. It's a small town.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win all of the monies. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that means it's a loss for you. Kennedy can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Lance Armstrong celebrating his 54th birthday today. He's known for beating cancer and for having seven cycling championships revoked for a doping scandal. What is the name of the most prestigious race in cycling that Lance Armstrong won seven times in a row?
Oh, this isn't multiple choice, huh?
No, it is not.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Question number two. Franchises that Hollywood has for some reason left untouched for more than 20 years include Back to the Future, Smokey and the Bandit, and Jaws. Who starred as Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
I know. He has epilepsy.
Nope.
No, he doesn't, but he is ill. He is ill. I believe, is it?
He has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, thank you, Dan.
Parkinson's, that's it. I can't remember his name now.
Question number three. 21 years ago today in 2004, Britney Spears married Kevin Federline. They had two kids together, and their divorce was finalized in 2007. What was K-Fed's job when he and Britney started dating?
Oh, he was a dancer.
Here's Dolly Parton's go-to Taco Bell order, because I know you need it. A taco supreme in a soft shell and an order of rice and beans with mild sauce and a Mexican pizza. Oh,
Kennedy's going to lose it when she hears Mexican pizza.
What is the spiciest hot sauce at Taco Bell called?
I know it is hot sauce. How about Pico?
All right, question number five. Justin Bieber is reportedly getting paid $10 million for Coachella. Which California city does Coachella take place in every year?
Is it Los Angeles?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a nurse?
Yes.
You just get off work?
I did.
Are you watching the TV show The Pit?
The what?
The Pit.
The Pit? No, I'm not.
Oh, she's living it.
She gets enough of it.
I know. Oh, it's so, I'm now through two episodes, Kennedy.
All right.
So amazing. All right, Kennedy, I have Linda getting 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, 54 today. Of course, he's known for beating cancer and for having his 7 cycling championships revoked for a doping scandal. What is the name of the most prestigious race in cycling that Armstrong had won 7 times in a row?
The Tour de France.
Tour de France.
Ah.
1-0. Question number 2. Franchises that Hollywood has for some reason left untouched for more than 20 years include Back to the Future, Smokey and the Bandit, and Jaws. Who starred as Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
2-1.
Yep.
21 years ago today, in 2004, Britney Spears married Kay Fed. They had 2 kids together, and their divorce was finalized in 2007. What was Kay Fed's job when he and Britney started dating?
He was a backup dancer?
For Timberlake, actually.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
3-1. Question number 4.
Dan, how did I not know that?
I'm in these streets, Kennedy. I know all about the backup dancers.
Here's Dolly Parton's go-to Taco Bell order, Kennedy. Are you ready? She would like a taco supreme in a soft shell, an order of rice and beans with mild sauce, and a Mexican pizza.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
What is the spiciest hot sauce at Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Are you about to be fired as their spokesperson?
I don't really eat spicy stuff, so I don't know. Like maybe it's called Diablo.
4-1, question number 5. That's incredible. Justin Bieber is reportedly getting paid $10 million for Coachella. Which California city does Coachella take place in every year?
Indio?
That's it. Nice job. Wow. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Linda. But you were a delight.
Oh,
thank
you
for calling into play.
You're good people.
You're not walking away empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of deck passes to go on that bachelor party cruise. Chris Harrison's going to be there. Ben Higgins, Wells Adams. And they will be taking the stage to share stories fans have been waiting to hear. Find tickets at citycruises.com/live. But you're going to go on that cruise for free, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Back in my day, we called that a booze cruise, Kennedy. Linda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I want to say, I'm Linda from Gloucester, and I cannot be Kennedy. And obviously, I can't beat anybody else either.
Well, we love you, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. I can't wait for my little cruise.
All right.
Yeah. I know you're not too familiar with the ocean out in Gloucester, but I think you'll be okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.